How does a drug sold to millions for 40 years suddenly get banned? How does Big Pharma end up with 77,000 cancer-related lawsuits and billions in settlements?
Popular heartburn medicine Zantac, no longer available in the U.S. The Food and Drug Administration is asking pharmacies to stop selling all forms of that antacid immediately.
This is the story of how Zantac went from being the world's most popular drug to being poisoned. Firstly, what is Zantac and what does it do?
The main use for Zantac is typically acid reflux.
Acid reflux occurs after people eat certain kinds of food, like those with high amounts of fat. Zantac reduces the amount of acid your stomach produces, which relieves discomfort very quickly. It also helps heartburn and similar conditions. But in truth, Zantac is just a branded name. The actual drug is called ranitidine. The drug was created by GlaxoSmithKline PLC, or Glaxo, a multinational pharmaceutical company, and in 1983, Zantac was approved for sale by the FDA.
You have heartburn.
Your stomach is dripping with harsh, burning acid.
Which way out?
Well, you can take these every few hours, or you can take one Zantac 75. It helps prevent acid production for up to 12 hours.
Glaxo advertised their new drug as the fix-all solution for all of these problems, and soon, sales exploded. Just 3 years after approval, Zantac had generated over $1 billion in revenue, and soon became the best-selling medicine in the world. But amazingly, this wasn't even the peak for Zantac. It was only available through prescription, which meant you needed to book an appointment, meet with a general practitioner, and have it prescribed to you. But in 1996, all of that changed. It was finally approved for over-the-counter use. Anyone who wanted Zantac could now have it. Glaxo's patent on ranitidine eventually expired, allowing other companies to sell their own versions. But Zantac was already a household name, which people trusted. It was bringing Glaxo billions in revenue, which attracted a different kind of buyer. In 2006, Glaxo sold the rights to sell Zantac to Boehringer, who 10 years later sold it to Sanofi, who currently owns the drug. Clearly, Zantac had made a lot of people very rich, and apparently it had also helped many with heartburn and pain. It was a pharmaceutical success story, but all of this was about to change. This whole time, ranitidine had concealed a dark secret. It turns out, ranitidine contains a chemical called NDMA, which can develop various cancers when ingested. Considering this, it's shocking that this was even approved. But Zantac tablets contain a very small amount, less than the FDA's daily limit. This meant the drug was safe to consume. At least, they thought. As it turns out, Glaxo withheld vital information when submitting Zantac for approval.
Glaxo knew when they were developing the drug before it was even approved. Under certain circumstances, Zantac could form a dangerous chemical that can cause cancer in humans. But when they went to the FDA to get this drug vetted in 1982, they did not bring this up at all. Instead, they told a panel that it didn't cause cancer in mice.
If they didn't tell the FDA about the risks, they certainly weren't about to warn the public either. London-based GSK, which developed Zantac in 1983, knew early on the drug could cause cancer, and sold it anyway without warnings. A study laying out the drug's risks were withheld from US regulators by GSK executives for 37 years. To put it bluntly, Glaxo and the other companies prioritized profits over anything else. And an uncountable amount of people had used Zantac, completely oblivious to the risks, risks that were intentionally kept from them. So, after almost 40 years, why did everything suddenly blow up in Glaxo's face? Well, on September 9th, 2019, a pharmacy noticed something very unusual. They found high levels of NDMA in some of their Zantac stock. Absurdly high levels. The FDA's acceptable daily intake of NDMA is 96 nanograms, and Zantac apparently contains 18 nanograms. But the pharmacy measured over 3 million nanograms of NDMA in their Zantac. Something was wrong. Very wrong. They immediately filed a complaint to the FDA and suspected that the high NDMA was caused by high temperatures. An in-depth study and experiment was promptly conducted by Emory Pharma, and what they found was shocking. While basic Zantac does actually only contain 18 nanograms of NDMA, storing it at 77 degrees Fahrenheit or 25 degrees Celsius for 12 days causes the NDMA to increase to 25 nanograms. When stored at 158 degrees Fahrenheit or 70 degrees Celsius, the amount rises to 142 nanograms, well above the acceptable limit. The amount of NDMA was increasing with temperature, meaning that anyone who left a box of Zantac in their car or perhaps directly in the sun would generate more NDMA than the maximum daily limit. Ranitidine had the acceptable amount of NDMA when produced, but that doesn't mean that it will be safe to ingest by the consumer. Emory Pharma quickly filed a formal petition to the FDA, stating that Zantac could produce unacceptably high levels of a cancer-causing chemical when exposed to heat. And soon, the FDA issued an order that all ranitidine must be recalled. The FDA stated that they didn't observe unacceptable levels of NDMA in many of the samples that we tested. However, since we don't know how or for how long the product might have been stored, we decided that it should not be available to consumers and patients, unless its quality can be assured. Zantac was once Glaxo's success story, but now it's Big Pharma's biggest nightmare. Millions of Zantac tablets have been recalled. Tens of thousands of customers who use Zantac to help with heartburn or acid reflux have been diagnosed with all kinds of cancer. And this didn't seem like a coincidence. It was the NDMA, and soon these victims began to sue these pharmaceutical companies.
Now to a CBS 4 News Health Alert, and there are new concerns about the popular heartburn drug ranitidine and the chemical linked to cancer.
If you or a loved one was diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or generic ranitidine for several months, call 833-ZANTAC-1 for a 100% free legal consultation.
But things weren't so easy. Glaxo and the other companies were fighting tooth and nail to avoid payouts. They stated that the experiments used unreliable methodologies with a lack of documentation on how experiments were conducted, a lack of substantiation for analytical leaps. Then, the victims of Zantac suffered a terrible blow. In 2022, a federal judge in Florida ruled in favor of these companies, stating that the claims weren't sound. In a heartbreaking ruling, over 50,000 claims were dropped against these companies. It seemed as if these pharmaceutical giants had gotten away with murder, and companies like Pfizer were pleased with the judgment. But the fight wasn't over just yet. Over the next few years, victims continued to push their cases, but Glaxo had dodged most of them. But in July 2024, at least a little justice was served. A Delaware judge ruled in favor of the cases against the company. Glaxo attempted to appeal the decision, but was denied, meaning that the cases could finally go to trial, and the floodgates opened. Suddenly, Glaxo faced 77,000 claims, and the company is expected to pay out an estimated $3 billion in compensation. Analysts also claim that the damage to the company's brand could be around $2 billion, and they aren't alone. Other producers of the drug are also under extreme heat, most notably the current owner of Zantac, Sanofi. The Delaware court approved 20,000 cases against the pharmaceutical giant, and they're expected to pay out over $100 million in settlements. It's a similar story with Pfizer, who's paying out up to $250 million to settle 10,000 lawsuits. Despite the damage they've caused and their massive payouts, these companies responded as well as you might expect. Sanofi stated that it has vigorously defended the Zantac litigation since the outset and will continue to do so. Victims apparently had insufficient evidence that ranitidine can cause plaintiffs' alleged cancers. The most baffling statement of all was, "Sanofi is settling these cases, not because we believe the claims have any merit, but rather to avoid the expense and ongoing distraction of the litigations. No concessions of liability have been made." A response about as slimy and shady as you can get. There is zero responsibility or accountability. To make things worse, Zantac has returned to the market, now without ranitidine, the apparent cause of all these issues. But considering the history of bad practices, would you go anywhere near this drug? I know I wouldn't. Glaxo and Sanofi will continue to make profit, but their reputation may not fully recover. Even with billions in payouts, they can't undo the damage caused by greed and negligence. One commenter said, "I was prescribed Zantac years ago. For years now, I have a rare type of pancreatic cancer that's in my liver. Scary to think that it could have come from years of taking prescription Zantac." No price or payout can make right the harm they've caused, but there may be one silver lining. These lawsuits and investigations may have set a precedent for the future of drugs. The Zantac scandal has sent shockwaves throughout the pharmaceutical industry. There have been calls for greater accountability, transparency, and regulation. Hopefully, a Zantac situation can't be repeated.
It would not surprise me if in the upcoming weeks to months, we see even more medications being flagged because it seems like it's a manufacturing issue. I think this is something that is currently being studied.
There is a chance that other well-known over-the-counter drugs will reveal dark secrets. The question is, which ones? Hopefully, that doesn't happen though, and we have a safer future with pharmaceuticals. But only time will tell. Another industry that is almost as rotten as Big Pharma is Big Finance, and we're trying to change that in at least a small way with Silo, a modern place to buy bonds. With rate cuts around the corner, it may make sense to lock in high yields for the long term using bonds. Also, we're currently running a 3% deposit bonus. If that sounds interesting, link is below. But until then, I'm Hari, and I'll see you guys on the next one.